When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, do you know what time it is? It's basketball time. That's right, NBA fans, the wait is over and the hard court in the paint b-ball is back. And DraftKings Sportsbook, well, it's an official sports betting partner of the NBA. And new customers can make any $5 NBA moneyline bet and get $200 in free bets if your team wins. Check this out. In addition to the usual bets, everyone can boost their winnings up to 100% with DraftKings stepped-up same-game parlays. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, opt in, and place a stepped-up same-game parlay today. With payouts bigger than ever, DraftKings Sportsbook is where I go to bet on the NBA, and I do the bets to the Nuggets. How many times will I bet on the Nuggets to score 200 points this season? 3. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code DNVR. Make any $5 bet this week and get $200 in free bets if your team wins. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with promo code DNVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the That's Good Broncos. Late night, smooth sounds of football talking. I'm Brandon Perna here with one Will Keys.
Oh, yeah. You have the radio voice better than me.
Yeah, you just took it in a different... You went fucking Duffman.
Ooh, yeah, Duffman.
Broncos fans are going to need a lot of Duff to get through the rest of the season. Good segue by me. We're going to talk about their upcoming game in London. A lot of Broncos news, I think, out there. A lot of possible trades. Could be blowing stuff up. We don't really know. Russell Wilson doing stretches on the plane, courtesy of Zach Stevens. And we're going to get into it. Also, like, Hackett, how hot is his seat? Will he really be fired if they lose this? There's so many rumors right now about the Broncos.
Yeah.
We got all the drama, which is great for us as video podcasters, but as fans of the football team, it sucks.
It's slowly killing us from the inside.
Yeah. I'm so dead inside as a football fan.
We're pure capitalists right now.
Yep. Money. Speaking of which, today's episode is sponsored by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use code DNVR when you sign up over at DraftKings and benchwarmerbrew.com. Tomorrow, the 27th, my birthday bundle goes on sale. We got new handmade mugs. They're very expensive, but it's supporting local business. Handmade. These people handmade this shit. So you get a bag of my beans, the new mugs. The 27th, check it out at benchwarmerbrew.com. First thing I wanted to talk about, because I think I'm titling this episode something about Nathaniel Hackett. And
there's something about Nathaniel Hackett starring Ben Stiller and Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, and Brett Favre. And Brett Favre jizzes in Ben Stiller's hair, but we find out his jizz was stolen from poor people.
Yes. Right. I love it. The Farrelly brothers are on the phone with me right now.
Yeah. Come on, give me a movie.
Okay, I've got one. Brett Favre, but it's now. Brett Favre, but he jizzes in his Wranglers.
Ooh. Through his copper fit.
Through his copper fit into his Wranglers, and they make him more soft and comfortable. Should we just start this over?
Nope. We don't restart our podcast.
No, we did not.
Worse. Okay. So you put in the rundown. Do I believe the PFT reports that Hackett could be gone if they lose to the Jags? Before I answer that, what I wanted to say was Hackett was on the hot seat. And then Russ, they don't play him because he's injured. And what we witnessed was the exact same offense with Brett Rypien. Now, it's a little tricky in that you can't expect a backup quarterback with one start to come in there and make your offense look good, right?
Like, yeah, of course.
Those are unfair expectations for the guy going in. But that said, the Broncos offense looked the exact same kind of bad with Brett Rypien. Like it looked like nothing changed. The run game sucked. Actually, pass protection I felt like was better honestly, but missed opportunity. Brett, like, he made some nice throws. He was off target on some throws, like what you would expect. They just couldn't score fucking points. And they couldn't score points against another team that I don't think is great. The Jets have a good defense. I think they're like the Broncos defense in that how long will they hold up if they don't get anything back from their offense? I don't know.
Right.
But my takeaway was this is going to give more firepower to the criticisms of Hackett because the offense looked horrible again. And everybody's just going to be like, it is the coach. 100% it's the coach. And that might be true. And that's why, you know, PFT can start saying Hackett will be fired if they lose. I don't know if there's anything coming out from the Walton Pinner group saying they're going to fire Nathaniel Hackett if he loses. I think it's just people making educated guesses where new owner, like everybody says the same shit.
Yeah,
they didn't hire this guy. They can do whatever they want. They're embarrassed.
It's conjecture.
All of that's true. Conjecture. But I don't think there's any actual news where it's like, yes, if Hackett loses, we're making some sweeping changes. Because when you do go to fire a coach midseason, you got to ask what you're gaining from it. And I think you have more to gain from seeing if Hackett can turn things around with Russell Wilson than firing him now instead of at the end of the season. Like,
right.
You're not going after like the Panthers did it right so that Rule could get his next college coaching job quickly and they don't have to pay him.
And he had been there for 2 years and showed two years and change and showed that he clearly wasn't the guy regardless of who they put there at quarterback.
Correct. And I don't think Hackett's the guy right now, but it just seemed very premature.
Yeah, I mean, if you go back to like 1995, it wasn't this bad, but Mike Shanahan's offense was not working, and the team was not good for the first half of the season. And then they started to figure it out in the last half. I think they finished 7-9 or 8-8 and cruised into the next season. Not saying that's going to happen at all, but personally, I think you have to be like a train wreck off the field or out of the building, or, you know, you have to be like doing nefarious things at a bar in Ohio while your team's on a plane home from Thursday night football, or you have to be kicking the kicker or signing Tim Tebow to play tight end, just shit like that.
Yeah.
I think
sending,
you have to go that emails, far.
Homophobic emails that are dug up by the NFL. Like,
yeah, it's like,
oh my God, they got Zach Stevens' tweet on NFL Network right now.
I respect to Zach. He is gaming the system perfectly.
Yeah, right before the episode started, Will brought Zach's tweet to my attention, and it's about Russell Wilson stretching on the flight from Denver to London. And Will was saying Zach knows, he knows how to play Twitter, and he just got NFL Networked. Wow, nice. Good job, Zach.
He's playing the game. He's playing the game. I respect it. So I think with Hackett, like he hasn't done anything like unprofessional.
No.
Except for just not – he just hasn't been good at his job. Yeah. And I think to get fired before the one season mark, you have to do something like totally Urban Meyer-ish
Yeah.
to get canned like that. Otherwise – you know, like you said, you're sending a message to, you know, prospective coaches in the upcoming offseason that, like, hey, you're not even promised a season here. And that's kind of the deal, is like, you know, you have to really, really be bad at your job to get fired after one season. But that's usually the limit. Like, that's usually our starting point for even talking about getting rid of a coach. With the PFT reports, I actually put a little bit of credence into that because Mike Florio is a Vikings guy and he has connections with George Payton. And he's interviewed him a little bit. Ooh. So I think there's like a 50-50 chance that, yeah, I don't know. You know, maybe he has something there. Maybe he's just guessing. But it definitely muddies the water a little bit. We don't know at this point what kind of owners we have. Like, we don't know their decision-making style. No. We really haven't, like, seen them do anything except for these dumb fucking white uniform, blue pants combination they're going to wear. I don't know what that was all about. That was stupid.
Hey, man, everything else is going wrong. Why not do that, too?
Yeah, I guess so.
Maybe they'll change it. Here's what I would say is the ownership's letting George Payton do his thing as a GM, right? That's what they said they're going to do. So, yeah, like, hopefully. I don't know if they're going to come in and be like, George, you got to fire Hackett. But if I am the ownership group, one, I talk with George Payton, get his thoughts about Hackett.
Yeah.
And I talk to Russell Wilson. Or if I'm George Payton, I talk to Russell Wilson and get his honest thoughts about why things aren't working and go from there. Because you're invested in Russell Wilson. You can't get rid of him. And if he doesn't think what they're doing offensively is working with the way Hackett's approaching it, then, you know, maybe that gives you a little bit of a reason to, you know, move on now and try and figure out something else. The problem is they don't have somebody on the offensive side of the roster of the coaching staff. Like, if you lose Hackett,
yeah,
who are we promoting? Like, who's your head coach? Are you going to make Evero, who's doing a really good job with the defense, take on responsibilities for the whole team?
No, it's setting him up to fail. Like, he's in line for a head coaching job eventually. And I think making him an interim head coach, like right after he became a DC for the first time, would be a tremendous disservice to someone who's like clearly going to be a head coach someday.
Yeah. It's like, are you going to Clint Kubiak to have him be your OC? And because, like, oh yeah, by the way, how did it feel to see how easily you can be replaced, Will?
Jeez. I didn't even go into the comments at all. I was not interested. I watched the whole thing and I thought Derek Wolfe did a great job. But man,
Will misses one show, and who do I get to replace him? Derek Wolfe. No big deal.
I know what it feels like to be on the hot seat.
Will is on the hot seat. but what Wolfe said was, you know, Clint Kubiak's got like the most coaching experience.
Yeah, I guess you have Dom Capers too.
Of the offensive staff.
Right, right. Okay.
That's a good point. But I think, like, what I want to see is what we watched with the Bears in terms of Getsy really tooling the offense to field strengths, committing to it, and them having success with it. It just seems like the Broncos offense doesn't have an identity with the play calling, with execution. And I know there's, like, Hackett's, like, he gets a lot of shit, but he's right when he's saying that they're not executing or capitalizing on a lot of their opportunities. And that's what's really frustrating is the offense is bad, but every time they have a chance to do something, they don't. And those opportunities have been there. It's just,
you know what's interesting is, I think, to be fair to Nathaniel Hackett, I think Russ, watching the game on Sunday against the Jets and seeing 9 points, you know, a quarterback can get injured and come back and expect their job back. I think maybe it would be in Nathaniel Hackett's best interest to maybe get sick or get injured for just a game while Russell Wilson's at quarterback. Yeah. And like, what are the chances a new coach is going to come in for a week and do like really make the offense look great? Like, probably not that good. So I think if we let Russ get that benefit of the doubt thing, you know, maybe Nathaniel Hackett pulls a Gary Kubiak 2016 and we find out that maybe the grass isn't always greener.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got to fake a heart attack.
He has to. Yeah.
I mean, Kubiak didn't fake one. He had a real heart issue.
No,
didn't
Wade Phillips? Paxton Lynch gave him a heart attack.
Yeah. Kubiak had a health thing and he had it with the Texans before. Didn't Wade Phillips have a health issue?
I don't remember that. I remember him getting like clobbered on the sideline against the Chargers.
Oh, maybe he just got. Yeah, he got hurt. I thought like before he came to Denver, he had like a health scare thing as well. But I can't.
Yeah, remember. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
Anyway, the secret.
I don't know Wade like you do though. You know him better than me.
Yeah. Wade's a good friend of mine, personal friend of the show.
Wade, Derek Wolfe, Gary Kubiak, all close personal friends.
Yeah. So the Broncos are in London. They will play the Jags at 7:30 a.m. I'll be live streaming on That's Good Sports. Russell Wilson practicing. He wants to play. It's looking like he might play, which last week it sounded like he wouldn't play this week and that they're going to let him head into the bye and rest. Do you think he plays?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think if he wasn't playing, if there's any doubt that he was, you know, going to miss the game, I don't think he would have made it the trip, you know?
Huh.
So, because that's.
I don't know. He seems like a guy who likes to travel, but.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Does he get to bring his family? No, I don't know. They could probably.
I'm sure they do whatever.
Travel wherever
they
the hell they want in the offseason. Yeah. Who cares?
They do what they want. If he doesn't play, would you want Josh Johnson to start instead of Rippon?
I don't think it matters. I would give Rippon another shot just to give him like some momentum, maybe.
I don't know. I feel like the offense would be a little better with Josh Johnson, but maybe not.
They should have thought about drafting someone, but I don't know. Someone. I don't know.
Gardner Minshew, trade Rippon and Johnson for Gardner Minshew. That's the only way I would feel good at this point.
Yeah, now that like Jalen Hurts is like really playing, like really hitting his stride, we've forgotten about Gardner Minshew.
I know.
It's sad. It's kind of sad.
He accomplished something. Blake Bortles sort of did it. Trevor Lawrence has been playing well, but the Jags are still losing. But he looked good in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Gardner Minshew. And he's never been given a fair chance since then.
Nope.
I would love to have him back up Russell Wilson.
He's overqualified to be a backup. And that's who you want as a backup.
Maybe you want a backup. Your personal Brinks truck after you win big with DraftKings Sportsbook. Check it out, basketball fans. The wait is over. B-ball is back. And DraftKings is an official sports betting partner of the NBA. So they got the NFL and the NBA. New customers can make any $5 NBA moneyline bet and get $200 in free bet if your team wins. And in addition to the usual bets, everyone can boost their winnings up to 100% with DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook app, opt in, and place a stepped up same game parlay today. Not tomorrow, not yesterday, today. Again, if you're looking to bet on football and you're going to go to the London game, take the under. Whatever the bet is, under. Under, under. Under, under. Points, yards, satisfaction, under. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code DNVR when you sign up. and make any $5 bet this week to get $200 in free bets if your team wins. Only DraftKings Sportsbook with code DNVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Okay, Willy Wonka.
Yes, sir.
This is a winnable game for the Broncos, as have most of their early season games been. I feel like they won't win, but if they lose, yeah, the rumor is they are ready to blow shit up. We talked about Hackett, Bradley Chubb, possible trade piece. Albert O seems like he's definitely gone. Jerry Jeudy, possible trade piece. Teams seem to be a little more interested in KJ Hamler because the asking price for Jerry Jeudy is a bit high. How many of those pieces do you think they actually move, if any, outside of Albert O? Because Albert O hasn't been active the last 2 weeks. His departure seems like a done deal, and Greg Dulcich has been one of the bright spots the last 2 weeks for the offense.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you can't really – you have to pick one or the other, I think, with Hamler and Jeudy, because otherwise
– oh, yeah.
Like, what are you doing to Russ at that point? Like, you're taking away, you know, Patrick's already gone.
Yep.
Like, if Cortland Sutton were to get hurt, Kendall Hinton and Tyree Cleveland are your X and Z receivers. It's tough.
It's like, I'm just thinking about this. If you're the Broncos, I think you have to gauge which one of those two players actually wants to be in Denver more. And I don't think either guy really wants to be there.
Yeah.
I don't think Jerry Jeudy has really ever wanted to be here
anywhere.
And
he just doesn't seem happy in general.
No. KJ, I think, does, but we've seen his frustrations be magnified on the field when he got pissed off and was banging his helmet. Last week he looked pretty dejected leaving. Jeudy, probably still the more talented receiver in terms of his ability to get open. But like, if you just give KJ Hamler all of Judy's reps, what can he do? I think there's more upside to see what you got in KJ over Jeudy at this point. And I think Jeudy might just be better suited to be somewhere else. That said, I think you can replace KJ Hamler's role a little bit easier with Montrell Washington.
Interesting.
Right? They're both small guys who are fast. And I'm not saying Montrell's as good of a ball catcher as KJ, but in terms of size, like, that's like the same type of dude.
Yeah, and we're learning, I think, every year that college wide receivers are closer and closer to a sure thing.
Yeah.
There's just so many good ones every year, to the point where, I don't want to say it's not like running backs, because like, if you get a great one, you should pay one. But it's not you can find a really good receiver in the second round.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Like
every year. It's not particularly difficult.
You got to have a draft pick in the second round.
Exactly, which is why, if Jeudy can get you
a second,
like, you might have to think about it.
We can take it. Just take it.
The only difference, or the thing about that is, the teams that are in a position to go and get a Jerry Jeudy are teams that are going to pick higher. Or they're going to pick lower in the round, I suppose, because they're good and they want to make – or they're, like, verging on good. Like, I know that the Giants seem like they're interested in Jeudy. I guess that would make a lot of sense. I don't know how happy he would be there.
No.
But it's not like that's a high-powered offense. I mean, I would actually love to see Jeudy in this doesn't make sense either, but Miami, because like, why not? Like, that would be just go all in on having three incredible receivers. Two from Alabama that already played with Tua.
Yeah.
That seemed like
the same receivers.
Those two guys like know each other so well. I mean, Judy's a different kind of guy than Hill, obviously. He's a separation guy.
Yeah, he's closer to Waddle.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that's just a lot of speed. That's a lot of these guys can all get open. And we saw Waddle was it last week? Maybe it was the week before, where he fumbled late and he also a ball bounced off his hands and went to the other team.
Yeah.
I think it was the week before last. So to me, that's Jerry Jeudy.
A little bit, yeah. A little bit. Those Alabama receivers just kind of
Yeah, and it's hard because last week early, Jeudy had a great game. Like, he made it a really nice catch on the sideline. He was open and Rippon found him. It was like what we wanted to see out of him every week. None of the catches were like tough. He's a great like sideline catcher. He mm-hmm. knows he's not going to get hit by anybody. Like he can toe tap that shit, but it's the tough catches. And maybe Miami's that's a really unique one because he probably wouldn't have to make many of those catches there. It's like that offense designs guys to get open and then they would have three. They're not going to do it, but I like the idea.
It'd be interesting. I actually think that any one of these guys, like just any of them, would make sense in Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think Jeudy would be interesting because obviously he was picked ahead of Justin Jefferson. You get Jalen Reagor, Justin Jefferson, and Jerry Jeudy all in the same offense.
Wow, yeah.
All the 2020 wide receivers. They need – I think they just need, like, another guy. I don't think Adam Thielen's quite there anymore. Like, he can make some plays in the red zone, but
– He's just getting a little older.
He's just a little older. Yeah, I think the ability for Jeudy to get open would take a lot of the pressure off of Justin Jefferson on the other side. They don't have like a – I don't know, Irv Smith's fine, but Albert O, I think – I kind of think Kevin O'Connell would find something to do with him.
Yeah.
I don't know. With Albert O and reading all these names, especially from the 2020 draft, really just underscores like life really comes at you fast because I remember being so excited about all three of these guys.
Oh, yeah.
When we were watching the draft together.
I was excited about all three of them just like 3 months ago, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
no kidding.
Do you know how many fantasy leagues I took Jeudy and Sutton in?
And it's not like Judy's putting up bad numbers at all.
No, it's just consistency. It's like Jeudy needs to be a high target receiver, and he's not getting that. And he never has. Albert O, I could see going to Tampa Bay.
That's interesting.
Because their offense is struggling. They're missing. They really are missing Gronk. And Cade Otton is their leading tight end with 16 catches. No touchdowns from any of their tight ends this season. What's that?
They've got that other guy, Co-Keeft. Is that his name?
That's right. They're not using Kyle Rudolph. Maybe they would trade a draft pick and Kyle Rudolph to the Broncos for Albert O. Because Kyle Rudolph just feels like another tight end that the Broncos would love to have in their mix up. Their mix.
Yeah, he fits the mold quite well. Yeah.
And maybe he can block. I can't remember.
Yeah, for sure.
Grassi said he would like to see Albert O in Green Bay. I think that's a possibility as well.
Do you know pissed off Aaron Rodgers would get at Jerry Jeudy the first time he like doesn't go up for a ball?
Yeah.
That would be that one strikes me as like on paper a great fit, but once those guys start like getting into it on the sideline, it's game over.
Yeah. Jeudy would not be a good fit there. He brings the same issue that they're currently having. It's guys dropping balls. Guys,
right.
You know, he'll get open, but and Rodgers would see him. Rodgers would find him more than Russ has.
I think
Green
Bay needs to go get like Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, that's what I said. Cooks would be great there. And The one of the trade pieces that's hurting, I think, the Broncos more than I thought it would is Noah Fant being gone. Like, going back, if you could have sent Albert O to the Seahawks instead of Noah Fant, that probably would have been the better move.
Do you think they would have taken that, though?
I don't know. I mean, they use Noah Fant, but they have Will Disley as well. They use him. It's
yeah.
It just, you know, I feel like Russell would have been utilizing Noah Fant a little more in this offense. But anyway, I don't want to.
Here's like a here's a thought though, like just in case if you want to back up off the ledge after hearing all that trade talk.
Yeah. What if they keep everybody?
No. That I don't know how I'd feel about that at this point either. We kind of need those picks. But what if we had sent Patrick Surtain to the Seahawks?
No.
I know. And they didn't do it. I was kind of expecting it. I was like, when I saw the rush trade announced, I was like, probably have to say goodbye to Surtain. Nope.
No.
All we got rid of Drew. I don't miss Drew Lock. I don't miss Noah Fant. I don't like Shelby Harris is great, but I think, you know, the guys they have right now are just as good.
Yeah. No, they're
certainly not the problem.
They figured it out. Like DJ Jones, Draymond Jones, Sean Williams, like they've all been good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm a fan of Shelby Harris, but it's just not a big deal to me.
I mean, yes.
I think Noah Fant would be. I don't know. We need. Okay.
I think he would have been better than Albert O this year. It's hard to say though. It's like this coaching staff does not believe in Albert O. So
we have a ton of receivers on this team that I'm just going to use some like sports talk radio logic here. None of them have that dog in them.
No,
they just don't. Like they're body catchers. The only one
Body Catchers is such a good horror movie title.
Body Catchers would be great.
Body Catchers.
Invasion of the Body Catchers.
Wow. How many passes will they drop this year?
There's a video that's going to get 18,000 views.
Yeah.
But is it going to be good?
Yep.
The Tim Patrick thing is obviously huge because I do think he has that dog in him.
Yeah, for no. Sure. The one guy who did is gone. Sutton does at times.
He does at times. He showed it though, like against Sauce, he needed to really, really like fight for that ball. So he either catches it,
yeah,
because he could have caught that fourth down ball, or you know, you play it up and you get a PI because he didn't seem like he cared. It's like
nobody seems.
He
like
obviously got interfered with. That was very, very clear interference multiple times.
Yeah.
On
beg for the fucking flag. Make it like a
get
scene.
Animated. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking like
show some fucking fire. You're right. That's a good point.
Totally.
I didn't even think about that part of it.
And yeah, so you know, throw your hands up in the air, get a flag at least one of those times, complain to the ref a little bit.
Yeah, get a fucking like unsportsmanlike penalty for yelling at the ref at this point. I don't care.
This is like if this was baseball, Nathaniel Hackett, like the move for him right now would be to get thrown out of a game arguing.
Or basketball, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like totally, you know, get tossed out. It happens in football sometimes, but maybe you should think about that. He's just not that kind of guy, though.
Yeah. Somebody needs to show some fire, and it has to come from the offense. I think you're right. Even if they're losing. It's just got to be somebody who's got to look like they really, really want it out there.
Yeah.
And nobody does. None of the skill players do. I'm not going to throw like the offensive line under the bus because I think they
did a hard job
last week. Thought Billy Turner came in and did a decent job. But like your QB needs to be that guy. Your receivers, one of the running backs, somebody. We know Melvin Gordon's like half checked out. Sucks because Mike Boone looked good and then he got hurt. So they're bringing in, they signed Marlon Mack.
Mm-hmm. See how that goes. I don't know.
He looked good 3 years ago in Indianapolis.
He had a great season in 2019.
You're right. They're missing something there. And I think maybe also what we're seeing is we saw flashes from some of these guys with Drew Lock, basically.
Yeah.
Courtland Sutton, especially, you know, he missed a whole season. Judy missed a lot of time, but we saw flashes where we're like, these guys are going to be great with Russell Wilson. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're just not as good as we thought they were too. That's part of the problem.
That's possible. Yeah, that's certainly possible. I mean,
it's hard to say, like, when we know Russ is not seeing some of these guys when they're open, like, but I don't know. Anyway, how do we get out of this podcast?
Good Lord. Trade everybody.
Trade them all. Burn it to the ground.
Trade ourselves.
Send Nathaniel Hackett to the moon.
Yep. Make Jerry Rosberg the head coach. He seems to be the most competent one in the organization.
Is that the game manager, dude?
Yeah, it's the babysitter.
Fuck yeah. I mean, if Mike McCarthy has figured out how to be an NFL head coach and all he does is he doesn't do anything. He relies on his OC and his DC. That game manager can do Hackett's job and just give the play calling to somebody else.
One last thing I want to say about the coaches. You know, kind of made the news when Justin Outen said that, like, he hadn't seen his family in a week.
Oh yeah.
And they're sleeping at the facility. I don't think that makes you. I don't think that makes you better at your job.
No.
I think you should go home and see your family. And, like, remember Hackett before the season was talking about, like, Friday nights are for, you know, players and coaches to go spend time with their family.
Yeah.
What happened to that?
Yeah, it's like you need to rest for creativity. Like,
yeah.
You and I know that because we're in the creative field. Mm-hmm. But play calling.
Yeah, it's creative.
A creative job. And you need to reset your fucking brain or you're just going to get worse. Like, you're going to spiral in the wrong direction. You're going to make more mistakes, the same mistakes. Get some rest, refresh that brain, look at shit with fresh eyes.
And just be a good, you know, family man too.
Yeah. I mean, now
that part as well.
I mean, Tom Brady won 7 Super Bowls while neglecting his family. So it's hard. It's hard to say not to do that too.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah. Damn.
You know what's funny is that. What's that?
I said, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
That's right. I've heard, I think it was D-Mac this week saying the Broncos should trade Bradley Chubb for Sean Payton.
Go ahead.
You're the only person I've heard, you know, mention that you can trade cash for coaches. Why would you give up a player for a coach? I don't think
do the Saints need Bradley Chubb for this season?
Yeah. Anyway,
like these guys, you know, in respect to Derek Wolf, who's now, you know, is D-Mac's partner, they have a lot of time they have to kill, but they just spin a wheel. They just spin a wheel and they land on a certain take. Then they spin another wheel with another take and they mash them together.
Mash those takes.
We should do that for a segment sometime.
Take. Yeah, it should just be like a bunch of coaches and player names that you spin.
Yeah.
Land on Hackett and then you spin another wheel and it's
an action. Like a trade or cut or, you know.
Yeah.
And you have to defend it.
Yeah. Works at Walmart for this season. Maybe that's the entire coaching staff needs to go to Walmart and do their job during the bye week. Do the job at Walmart for 1 week during the bye. So that you can reappreciate how lucky you are to be a coach in the NFL.
I think he might be a little bit overqualified, but Nathaniel Hackett would probably make the greatest like Walmart greeter of all time.
The positivity, the smile, the personability, whatever.
I'm fired up to be here at Walmart.
Hell yeah. We've got some great deals for you today. Don't forget to check out the produce aisle. It is a fire sale.
Just like our team.
Yep. All right. Thanks for listening to the Broncos podcast. We're going to do, we'll have our pick'em episode up tomorrow. Yep. It will be the fastest pick'em episode
of the week. It's called the fastest 3 minutes in sports. And we just came up with that name.
We just did.
Good night.
And good luck.
ACLs.
Hey, do you know what time it is? It's basketball time. That's right, NBA fans, the wait is over in the hard court. In the paint, B-ball is back. DraftKings Sportsbook, well, it's an official sports betting partner of the NBA. And new customers can make any $5 NBA moneyline bet and get $200 in free bets if your team wins. Check this out. In addition to the usual bets, everyone can boost their winnings up to 100% with DraftKings stepped-up same-game parlays. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, opt in, and place a stepped-up same-game parlay today. With payouts bigger than ever, DraftKings Sportsbook is where I go to bet on the NBA, and I do the bets to the Nuggets. How many times will I bet on the Nuggets to score 200 points this season? Three. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code DNVR. Make any $5 bet this week and get $200 in free bets if your team wins. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with promo code DNVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.